Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet in Marilyn with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a Tingalpa defence manufacturer sees protesters rally at its doors this morning. The shutdown Ferra Engineering Group includes Greens federal candidate Max Chandler Mathers, addressing the company's aid in the current Israel-Palestine conflict. The group's representative, Abby Hayden, felt distraught that parts to commit war crimes were manufactured in her city. Their protest is occurring in unison with a nationwide economic blockade today. In national news, Meta will begin to test its new tools to prevent sextortion and abuse of intimate online images. Targeted towards young individuals, Meta has outlined a few main features, such as blurring nudity images in direct messages, new child safety helplines, and technology that identifies accounts involved with scams, preventing potential scammers from connecting with teens. Meta's regional policy director, Mia Garlick, emphasized the traumatizing effects such scams can have on these individuals, and believes new measures will help to curb these issues. This comes after Meta's partnership with the Australian Centre to Counter Child Exploitation, Kids Helpline, and No Filter to launch a public service announcement on the dangers of online sextortion for youths last year.
In other national news, researchers show expulsions exacerbate social inequality within schools. The study from the University of South Australia concludes that exclusionary practices do exactly that. They exclude. Professor Anna Sullivan states schools treat the cause but not the effect with such disciplinary measures. While suspensions and expulsions remain, Australian schools are observing intent to build a more inclusive education system. In international news, the US announces that it will not support Israel in a reprisal attack on Iran. This comes after Iran performed a drone and missile attack on Israel overnight, a response, it says, to the Israeli strike on the Iran consulate in Syria that killed seven in April 1st. Most of the drones had been shot down or intercepted by Israel and allied officials, according to BBC. In several US television appearances earlier yesterday, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insists the US has told Israel its goals of avoiding a wider conflict. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a small chance of rain. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us